Human sexual health in the modern world is fucked. It's fucked. People are becoming sterile. Hormone levels are dropping every single year. More and more men in their 20s who are living healthy lifestyles are complaining about low libido, low sex drive. Something is up in the world, but fortunately, there is something you can do about it. In this video, I'm going to share the most comprehensive list I've ever seen of sexual vitality optimization. And I'm calling it esoteric because you're not going to hear a lot of these things anywhere else. This is definitely not mainstream information. This is coming from a lifetime of me diving deep into various aspects of health and wellness. And I'm going to share all the things you need to take into account if you want to maximize your sexual health. Of course, I'm not a doctor. Nothing in this video is medical advice. Any advice you take from this video, you agree to do so at your own risk. Let's dive in, baby.
Do you want to live a high vibe life with radiant energy levels, juicy sexual vitality, and have great success manifesting abundance in your life? Welcome to the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast, where we dive deep into sexual mastery and how to use sexual energy to magnetize your ideal life.
First of all, your sexual vitality is an indication of your overall health. If you have low libido, if you have sexual issues, it means that something is wrong in the body. The sexual function is the first thing to go in the human organism. So it's always a sure sign that something's being stressed in your system. And what we're going to do in this video is go through all the factors that I can think of that are going to contribute to your sexual health. And if you address all these things, I guarantee you're going to notice a significant increase in your sexual vitality. We're just going to go right down the list. The first thing, it all starts with the breath. This is the one thing we're doing 24/7, but most people are not doing it in a very optimal way. The way you breathe can help you or it can hurt you. Basically, this is one of the first things to look at in your routine is, do you have healthy breathing patterns? Notice your breath right now. Is it low and deep and smooth in your belly? I'm going to guess that it's probably a bit high up in your chest, a bit tense, a bit constricted. You probably had no idea, like, oh shit, like I don't ever pay attention to my breath. And I know a lot of you are like hardcore yogis and pranayama practitioners. So, you know, I'm sure some of you have good breathing, but I still find myself often breathing very shallow. So when we are not breathing properly, we are not getting properly oxygenated. Breathing is also our main method of detox in the human organism. So if you're not breathing properly, you're not releasing waste material from the body properly, and you're going to be stuck in a stress state. Also, breathing deep into the pelvic floor in regards to sexual health is very important. Deep abdominal breathing, but especially breathing low into the pelvic floor as well. Breathing into your genitals. Men, breathe into your balls. Ladies, breathe into your pussy. Because of early experiences in our life, we don't feel safe breathing into the genitals because we have a lot of shame and trauma around the area of our body. So we stop breathing into it. So start breathing back into that area. This alone, maximizing your breathing, is going to really improve your health. I have a whole playlist on breathwork practices. Check out that playlist. Spend at least 5 minutes a day just doing slow, gentle abdominal breathing. Start to become aware of how you're breathing throughout the day. Set a reminder on your phone for once an hour to do some breathing practices, just deep abdominal breathing. And this will be one of the easiest ways to start improving your vitality. The next thing to look at is sleep. Sleep is essential. Rest is essential. If you are not sleeping well, it doesn't matter what your diet's like, doesn't matter how you're exercising, nothing else matters if you are not getting sleep. This is the ultimate recharge for us. And most people in the modern world are not getting good sleep. So basically my recommendation is to get, you know, 8 hours a night of sleep. I know a lot of people claim, well, if you're a Qigong master, you're a meditation master, you should be able to sleep for 5 hours a night. Everyone I've met who has that mindset, they're not getting enough sleep. They're stressed out. They're functioning in sympathetic mode. I do Qigong 3 hours a day and I have for almost 10 years. And you know what? I still need 8 hours of sleep. Have a nightly routine where you calm your mind, get away from screens, electronic stimulation, at least an hour, even better, 2 hours before sleep. Sleep in a dark, cool room that's quiet. Use earplugs, use a sleep mask if you need to, but get your sleep every night. Let me know in the comments below if you'd like me to make a video on optimizing sleep. The next thing to look at here is water, proper hydration. Do not drink tap water. If you live in the United States, please do not drink tap water. It's loaded with fluoride, which is a neurotoxin, loaded with chlorine, which is a DNA destroyer, loaded with all kinds of other shit we're not gonna get into, but basically tap water is not clean. I recommend either a very high quality water filter, like a Berkey water filter, even better, get a distiller, reverse osmosis, something that gets everything out, including fluoride. Most of those water filters, like the Brita things you buy from the store, they don't take out very much. It's still gonna have fluoride in it. The best thing is spring water from like a mountain well. The next best thing is gonna be reverse osmosis, distilled, highly filtered water. Hydration's essential. essential. So these are very basic things: breathing, sleeping, drinking water. The next thing, of course, is going to be your diet. I made a whole video on the sexual kung fu diet. I recommend watching that to get a bigger overview, but basically it's extremely essential. What you put into your body is what your body creates out of it. There's a lot of deficiencies in the modern diet. Most people are not getting essential minerals, which are essential for hormones. Most people are getting too many phytoestrogens. A very common theme for men right now is low testosterone, high estrogen, high sex hormone binding globulin, low free testosterone. So there's going to be many factors to this, but having a proper diet, getting your healthy fats, Watch the diet video to learn about that. Nature exposure, exposing yourself to nature, basically being in nature. The urban environment of the modern world is not an environment that is conducive to a healthy human body. Our bodies were designed to be connected to nature. We have certain interactions between the chemicals that are emitted by a forest. When we walk through them, we feel good. We feel clean. It cleans out your mind. It cleans out your body, your energy system. Spend time in nature. This is essential. If you can get out into nature 30 minutes to an hour every day, that's going to be incredibly supportive to your system. Get sunlight on your skin, in moderation, of course. If you're able to, sunlight on the skin is essential. A lot of people are talking about red light therapy, but you know where the best red light comes from? The sun. Get it on your balls if you can, because sun exposure to the genitals has been shown to boost testosterone levels up to 200%. I feel much more vital when I'm able to get a good amount of sun exposure. The next thing for men specifically is going to be keep your testicles cool. Wearing constrictive clothing, wearing several layers of clothing, wearing tight underwear, you know, briefs, it keeps the testicles pressed up against the body. The testicles are meant to hang down so that they can stay cooler. When you're smashing them up against your body, having poor circulation, they get too hot, it kills your sperm, lowers your hormone levels, makes you sterile. Keep your testicles cool. I personally go commando. I recommend at least wearing, you know, boxer underwear to where your boys can just hang free. Ice your balls 1 to 3 times a day. I keep an ice pack in the freezer. Just stick that bad boy on my balls for a few minutes every day. Improves testosterone and sperm production. Getting essential minerals and nutrients. I just want to mention some important ones here. Vitamin D, zinc, selenium, boron, magnesium. Of course, there's a lot more, but those are essential vitamin minerals that a lot of men are not getting. These are essential for sexual vitality. Getting fulvic and humic acid is also essential for detoxification and for supporting your sexual vitality as well. Exercise. Exercise is essential. Our bodies are meant to move. They're designed to be moving. The modern lifestyle involves being very sedentary, spending a lot of time sitting down. If you sit down all day, it is creating stagnation in your blood. It's creating tension and scarring in your tissues. Poor mobilization. You get really stiff. You get really tense. Circulation cuts off. Hormones start to become low. Move your body. The best exercise you can do is walking. Walk at least 30 minutes, even better, an hour a day, even more if you want. Walking is amazing exercise. Strength training, lifting some weights, I believe is another really great way to improve your sexual vitality, but don't overdo it. Too much weightlifting, too much intensive exercise can excessively stress your system and your libido will plummet. For me, 3 weight training sessions per week, about an hour each, are very optimal for my sexual health and performance. I've had a differing relationship with cardio exercise, but I think that for some people, doing cardio in moderation can be very supportive, especially to the blood flow to lower body. But if you are a highly stressed person, cardio can cause elevation in your already elevated cortisol levels. So you may want to stick to strength training and walking. Now, a separate category I consider of exercise is going to be Qigong. Qigong, because I don't consider it to be the most like incredible physical exercise. Yeah, it's better than doing nothing. It's probably comparable to walking, doing Qigong exercise. You know, it's slow. There's a joke that Qigong is exercise for people too old to exercise, but it's really in the title. It's Qigong. The skill in cultivating qi, life force. It's not so much about physical exercise, it's energetically moving your channels of your body. And this is what Chinese medicine is based on. A lot of the Eastern medicines is that underlying our physical body is this energetic structure, this energetic matrix of energy meridians. And when the meridians are flowing clear and open, we have good health, good vitality, we feel great. When the meridians are closed, we feel shitty. We feel angry, stuck, we get diseased. So Qigong is a way to keep your energy flowing, keep your qi flowing. And for me, this has been one of the most effective daily tools for me having elevated energy levels, great concentration and focus, and potent sexual vitality. Now, in Chinese medicine, specifically the kidney system is what you want to strengthen, your kidney qi, when doing your Qigong training in relation to sexual vitality. Check out my morning routine for sexual vitality for a really potent daily Qigong practice to charge up your sexual energy. Whew. Meditation is something else I really encourage encourage you to do, because busy mind, excessive thinking, excessive monkey mind is keeping you in a level of stress, an elevated level of stress, high cortisol, and that's going to really tank your vitality. In Chinese medicine, they consider it to be the upsetting of the jing, J-I-N-G, your physical essence. All this thinking, desiring, all of this just disperses your energy. So being able to meditate, being able to calm your mind helps you to regenerate your energy, keep it contained within your body, because the more you think, the more you're like projecting everything out here, the more you are dispersing your life force and your vitality. Now we're gonna talk about some things that you want to avoid in your life to optimize your sexual vitality, because if you wanna make a change in your life, it's important to not just look at, okay, what things do I need to add? But it's important to look at what things do I need to remove? Yin and yang. Some things we must take away, some things we must add to. Too much of either creates imbalance. First thing you want to avoid is stress. Stress is, again, a huge libido killer. I think this is one of the main reasons why people's libido is plummeting even more now in the past few years, is unprecedented levels of stress. When you're stressed out, the body's releasing all these chemicals. It's releasing adrenaline. It's releasing cortisol. These chemicals suppress your sexual hormones, testosterone. They're meant to be so you're in a survival state, right? But the problem is that our survival response has been hijacked. I would say naturally for us, we'd only be having this stress response occasionally. But for people in the modern world, it's happening 10 times a day, 100 times a day. So just completely overwhelming the nervous system, destroying libido. Remove stress as much as you can from your life. Please turn off the news. You don't really need to be paying attention to the current threat to humanity's survival. It's all a bunch of bullshit to keep you controlled. People are making money from you staying scared and in a state of survival panic mode. So turn that shit off. Another thing to avoid is excessive ejaculation for men. You know, if you guys follow my channel, you already know that, but every ejaculation is spending your jing, spending your physical essence. You can do it occasionally, it's fine, but if you're doing it every day, it's gonna cost you. Definitely remove porn from your life as well. Drugs and alcohol, any psychoactive substance is burning your kidney energy, usually like kidney spleen energy. It's burning up your own vitality to fuel like a state of high, like marijuana, for example. It's not to say you can never ever do it, you know, that's your own discernment, but if you're doing these things every day, if you're taking drugs every day, if you're getting high every day, you need to check your life, son. Ask yourself, what are you trying to escape from? For me, yoga, meditation, qigong give me the ultimate high. I don't need to take substances. Alcohol is a huge one. I highly recommend avoiding alcohol like the plague. I haven't touched alcohol since 2015. It does absolutely nothing good for me. It is a very strong libido killer. Cut alcohol out of your life as much as possible. EMF is a major threat to our health. EMF being electromagnetic frequencies, electromagnetic radiation from our computers, from our smartphones, cell phone towers. It's pretty much unavoidable in the world that we're in. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Do not keep your phone in your pocket. If you absolutely have to, turn it off or keep it on airplane mode. There's different companies that create EMF-proof clothing. I highly recommend getting some EMF-proof shorts, pants, or underwear to keep your boys protected, because getting that radiation in your testicles is sterilizing you. This is a natural stone. It's called shungite, and this has been shown to block EMF. It eats EMF. I like to buy it in bulk quantities, put it around devices. I keep a big one under my Wi-Fi router, carry it in your pocket. There's different chips and devices you can use that block EMF from your phones and your computers. So something you really want to be aware of. And again, getting out in nature, going on camping trips, there's a reason why you sleep much better when you're out of the city, when you're out somewhere quiet in nature, because you're not being bombarded with 500 Wi-Fi networks and cell towers. Detoxification is essential. Our food, our water, our air, everything around us is loaded with all kinds of chemicals. Almost everyone has heavy metals in their body, has mold in their body. Fungus is becoming a huge problem as well. Parasites, it's no joke. Recent experience I had, I was experiencing kind of up and down libido. I can't say I actually had low libido. Like, you know, it was still wasn't exactly a problem, but it wasn't my normal, like, I'm horny as fuck, which is my baseline, let's face it. And I was like, okay, something's wrong here. And eventually I got some blood work, did a body scan, and it turned out I had some crazy like uranium based radioactive metal in my body. I had mold, I had parasites, and I had been doing everything right. So that's why I got this body scan. So I was like, okay, here's the problem. And went through a detox protocol. It felt much, much better after that. Let me know in the comments if you want me to make a video about detoxification, like some protocols I would recommend. But basically do your own research on detoxing heavy metals, parasites, molds, fungus. If it seems like you're doing everything right, but nothing else is working, having toxicity in your body could be kind of the hidden thing there. Basically, in our modern world, detox equals survival. It's inevitable that we're bombarded with toxicity on all fronts, so detoxification is important. Something I want to mention here is that you want to avoid toxicity in your food. Check out the diet video about that. But in the household products that you use, your soap, your shampoo, your toothpaste, air fresheners, a lot of these things, if you go into a store, the like health and beauty department of stores have the most toxic products in them. Fragrances, parabens, phthalates, all kinds of nasty shit, carcinogens, hallucinogenic things that people are putting on their bodies every day, endocrine disruptors. Use only all natural organic body products. Anything you're putting on your skin, on your head, whatever, it is getting into your blood. I know that this is something most people just never even think about, so it's time to start thinking about it. One other thing, this is gonna be a little controversial. This is gonna make some people say, well, I don't know, Jonathan. We're gonna talk about pharmaceutical drugs. So it's important to know that in the early 1900s, natural remedies and natural medicine started to become heavily suppressed. Basically, universities that were teaching anything other than pharmacological medicine, putting people on drugs, had their funding removed. Western medicine's a control system, let's face it. It's great for acute things like, you know, you break a bone, yeah, go to a hospital, get it fixed up. But for chronic illnesses, terrible track record. Has no cure for chronic illnesses. All it can do is put you on drugs that suppress symptoms and have all kinds of other side effects. They're making trillions of dollars off of dying people. It's quite sick, honestly. It's something to share here. In China, in the 80s and 90s, they were curing chronic illnesses with Qigong. They literally had Qigong hospitals. They were having like an 80% success rate curing chronic illnesses. What do you do? And just a quick story I want to share here. I was having warts on my hand that kept coming back. I went to a dermatologist, got them removed, just kept coming back. After literally like, I think a couple years of this, I was like, okay, well, this is kind of bullshit. I remember the doctor telling me specifically, there's no known cure to warts. I look up on the internet one day because I'm getting fed up with this shit. I'm like, okay, is there any cure for warts? You know, I found a site where someone was saying, put apple cider vinegar, soak a cotton ball in apple cider vinegar, bandage it to the wart, leave it on overnight. I did it. Spent about $2 on a bottle of apple cider vinegar. I put it on. I woke up in the middle of the night, this throbbing pain in my hand. I was like, oh shit. I peeled off the bandage, went back to sleep. The next day, the warts fell off. They never came back. Years, you know, hundreds of dollars of doctor visits, doing stupid shit that just made the warts actually worse and worse. One night, $2, apple cider vinegar, warts never came back. There's no known cure to warts. Yeah, bullshit. There's no known cure to any chronic illnesses, are there? Bullshit. Western medicine's a control system. Our ancestors had simple earth-based medicine to any imaginable disease, and it costs pennies. This is a money machine, it's a matrix, it's don't buy into it. So what I'm getting at here is that pretty much all pharmaceutical drugs have side effects, and a very common side effect for these things is essentially sterilization. Low hormones, low sexual desire, inability to orgasm. Be extremely careful. They're just drug dealers on a big scale, and they spend billions and trillions on marketing to convince us that like, oh, well, this is like the way to go. It's just conditioning, it's all it is. We were born to believe in Western medicine, but it's fucked up. It hasn't always been that way. This is a very new invention of humanity. For thousands of years, we lived in harmony with nature without all the weird diseases we have now. So personally, I would never pop a pill or inject something in my body that came from pharmaceutical research because, you know what? The cures are found in nature, often for pennies. I'm gonna throw that out there. So if you are having libido issues and you've taken pharmaceuticals, you've popped pills or injected things in your body, that's gonna definitely be something to look into as well. And then finally, tonic herbs are also something that can be very helpful for sexual health. Again, coming back to Chinese medicine, the kidney energy, kidney yin and kidney yang, tonifying herbal formulas will be very supportive of your sexual vitality. But something I have to say here is you have to be a bit careful of knowing the difference between tonic herbs versus endocrine stimulants. There's endocrine stimulants, things such as Tongkat Ali, which can have a bit of an up-down effect on your hormones. I'm not saying you should never take Tongkat. I just personally, for me, this is an herb that actually gave me insomnia and very up-down with my libido. When I took it, I was just trying to put a band-aid on something when my libido was a bit up and down. So the detoxification protocol for me was getting more to the root of the cause. And I didn't need to take, you know, something that was a testosterone booster, so to speak. If you want me to make a video on different herbs that really support sexual libido, let me know in the comments. And then finally, if you're really struggling with sexual vitality, low libido, of course, you know, look into all the aspects I've mentioned in this video, work with that. But it's also very good to get outside help if you can afford it, to work with an acupuncturist, a naturopathic, like endocrinologist type of person, getting blood work done, because then you know exactly what's going on with your hormones, what your deficiencies are, and all that. All right, I know it was a lot, but this is comprehensive. You know, most videos I've seen on this topic just share very superficial bullshit that everyone always already knows. Well, eat healthy, exercise, go to a doctor. But there's a lot.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast. Make sure you grab my free ejaculation control guide in the description and follow Sexual Kung Fu on Instagram and YouTube.